of every 10 of the pregnancies of teenagers and women over 40 are aborted. Well, we'll charge you for killing a doe with a fetus. We'll pay you to kill a child. Amen. I'm telling you, God's not going to let us spy with it. You can forget it. I've quit using if the Bible. It's right. There ain't no ifs and ands or buts about it. It's right. I say if the Bible. It's right. That's just all there is to it. It's right. Praise God. Oh, 4 out of 10 mothers and the girls are saying, kill it, take it away, take it away. It might take a baby's life, but it does not take shame away. It does not take disgrace away. It does not take away the sorrows and the heartaches and the pains of our day. More than 10,000 babies were aborted in the U.S. during the 58 hours it took to rescue Jessica McClure from the abandoned well in Midland, Texas. More than 10,000 babies. Tell me it ain't costing us to live like we're living. Huh? Amen. While they've got on the news and in the newspapers, and while they're advertising everywhere, this little girl is down in this old well, abandoned well. While they're trying to get her out of news meeting, everybody's in such sympathy. Over 10,000 little babies nobody cries for. Some little babies in 58 hours have lost their lives. Most of you know our youngest daughter works in prenatal, and she's been in it several years. And she says, oh, daddy, how the little babies that nobody wants. Oh, how to take away our shame. The high cost of low living, brother. Listen to me tonight. 1 out of every 6 women who have an abortion describes himself as being an evangelistic Christian. And then we're wondering why our churches is in the shape we're in. 1 out of 6 in our evangelistic churches are saying, do away with it. Kill it. We don't want it. Oh, surely we're ashamed in the face of God. And a stink in his nostrils. Oh, listen, I just want to give you some things to think about. An adult bookstore outnumbers McDonald's restaurants in the U.S. by a margin of 3 adult bookstores to 1 McDonald's. The high cost of low living, while we have 3 to 1, 3 adult bookstores to 1 McDonald's. While this is going, our teenagers, even the children that are not teenagers, are going in and getting these books as well as our adults. And it is turning their minds. It is giving them fantasies. It is causing them to lust for things that causes harm, hurt, life, and death, and sorrow to another. Hear me tonight. Brother Neil, I will never go there. Don't you lie to yourself. Except you turn back to God, you'll go to the low living, and it'll cost you. Help me while I preach. Help me while I preach. From 1985 to 1993, we have gone from 6,000 505 cases of AIDS to 76,000 cases per year. AIDS hits closer to home than you think for. 16 out of 100 in 89, but in 91, 22 out of 100. I'm not through. Listen, the leading cause of death is 25 to 44 years old. Is in San Francisco, Los Angeles, New York City, the leading death of the cause from 25 to 44 is AIDS. Oh, why? Because of the homosexuality, the immorality, the sodomy, the rise of sin brings down trouble. Oh, yes. The rise of sin costs us and costs in America, costing our homes, costing our children. Listen, there each year has been 11% increase in homosexuality. Oh, yes. Drugs increased 20%. Heterosexual 36%. Newborn babes 38%. And an estimated of 2 million in 96 shall have AIDS. I don't know about y'all, but I'm scared to use the public facilities now. Amen. Hear me now. Tell me it ain't costing us something. Tell me that that's this low living is not costing. Oh, brother, listen. Nearly one-third of all the people in the United States have tried or experienced marijuana, cocaine, or other illegal drugs. Could very well be somebody right here tonight. 9 to 10-year-olds are dealing in drugs. In Mobile County, the great major there on drugs has been our grammar school. Some of them said, Mom and Daddy gave it to us to bring to school to sell. Oh, brother, we don't have the morals of a beast hardly anymore as a nation. Amen. When we do things that's unnatural and it's costing. Oh, what about that little boy down yonder at Fort Meade, Florida, 9 years old, and it showed the picture of that old man that had abused him. I cried when I read it, and they come and they got him. There he was, beaten and marred. For the rest of his life, he'd be marred. They talked to him and said, son, can you tell us anything? With tears streaming down his little face, he said, he oh, that don't sound too bad, does it? But what if it's your youngin'? What if it's your child? What if it's somebody that I know? What if it's Dave? Yes, what if it's one of your grandchildren? What if it's Josh? What if it's my Wade? I'm telling you how we've come so low until we're all lower than the brute beast. You hear me? But Brother Neil, you shouldn't be preaching to us. We're not that away. You'd be surprised what roost among us tonight. You'd be surprised what lies around. One of the most likeliest places for dope to be pushed is not only the school, but it's also the church and the church properties. Great Lord, have mercy. Hear me tonight. It's costing us. It's costing us. It's costing us to live on a low plane. 25,000 killed in alcohol-related accidents. More than $5 million in property destruction. At least $1 million in injuries. One out of 10 drivers on the road that you meet as average is intoxicated. One out of 2 marriages ends in divorce. We're plagued with it. We're plagued with it. We're plagued with it. We're preaching about long hair, long sleeves, short sleeves. We're preaching about makeup, jewelry, and all that stuff, and I believe all that. But I'm telling you, there's an epidemic of marriage problems among the holiness churches. Amen, amen. Oh, brother. Snuff's wrong. Always been wrong. Ever since I've been saved, before I got saved, knew it was wrong. But snuff's not our problem. Our problem is what we are watching and what we're taking in, and our leisure times of where we're investing ourselves. We're too busy to go to church, but we're not too busy to go off somewhere and see a lot of the fleshful exhorted things. And I'm not talking about basketball games and baseball games. I'm talking about these other things. Come on now. Hallelujah. Oh, you hear me tonight? If there's ever been a time we need a shaking and a stirring and realize this thing is costing us and the price is growing every day, we're losing our children, we're losing our grown people, we're losing them to the high cost of low living. Of these marriages, 3 to 4 of them will marry again. The major cause, here's what they said, the major cause is women working. I'm sorry. That's in my notes if y'all want to read it. Less reasonable. Less reason, okay? Would you less reason? I'm a reasonable man. I try to be. I don't be too sometimes, but I try to be. How many do you know if mother would have stayed at home instead of got pretty to go on the job? Or if that other man's wife had a stayed at home, you still have your husband. You still had your wife. Well, where's my dentist girl at back there? I think you better come in and pull some teeth. I think it's getting kind of tight and hard on me here. Hallelujah. I'm telling you right now, it's costing us. While we're driving finer cars, our homes are being shattered and busted. Amen. I wasn't expecting you to shout too much. But then I preach two ways, when folks shout and when they don't shout. Hallelujah. Oh, while we're trying to live higher, and I want you to understand, I'm not against you living good or any of us living good, but not at the expense of our homes, our children, our churches, our experience with God. Hallelujah. Don't you know that most of us could have already sold out if we'd have won the sale? Hallelujah. Oh, yes, sir. But listen. Listen, while these things are going on, it's busting homes, it's wrecking homes, it's destroying little children tonight while they have than that. What's in an epidemic proportion now is how that many men are staying with the children and raising the children, and mom has taken herself and gone away. And now she no longer with an unnatural sense leaves those children. No longer wants them. In Mobile, Alabama, a week before last, one woman sat for 40 minutes and watched her little 18-month-old boy drown in the mop bucket. Oh! When asked, why did you do this? what happened? She said, I don't want him. I'm tired of looking after him. I've got a boyfriend that doesn't want any children. And let that little 18 months old boy die in a water bed, a water pail, a mop bucket, and drown. Took him, she said, approximately 30 minutes. Listen! Down, 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 down. He's a going down. I want you to understand our text tonight. He was not robbed the day that he left home. He was not stripped the day that he said, give me my inheritance. He was not stripped when he walked out the door and when he walked down. The Bible does not say how long it took, but brother, one day it finally come to that. It might take you years, but you hear me tonight. You hear me tonight. You'll lose everything you got. You'll wind up in ruins. You'll wind up in shambles. And not only that, you'll lose your home. You'll lose everything that you fought for because you turned away from God and went to the low living. Oh, God. Oh, God. Are y'all praying for me? Are y'all praying for me? Oh, Brother Archie, please pray for me. Oh, Brother Archie, I'm so worried. I've got friends that's closer than my own kin folks that I'm worried about how the grip of this spirit that's crossing America is let's get it and push God and put him on the shelf and let's not worry about him. But I'm telling you folks, we can't afford to put him on the shelf when he's blessed us like he's blessed us. When the Griner family lived in that little unpainted house and we ate rape, amen, and them girls, Judy, and them climbed all over me like spiders. Yes, sir. When them Harper boys, I was up and down my back, and I rode them. When Troy was a little boy, I was smaller than Brian, and I rode him across that field at Brother AJ's house, not one time, but many times. And yet God has blessed us. But if we are not careful, we'll forget from where our source and where our help, because we prospered. We'll say, give it to me and let me go. I see something out yonder that seems to be better. It might seem to be better, but I'm telling us there's nothing better than old time Mount Sinai. Heaven sent Jesus brought a salvation. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. You see, he didn't really plan on losing it. He just planned on having a good time. He didn't realize that Father's not going to be there to pick me up. He didn't realize that it could leave. Like Samson in chapter 13 said the Spirit of the Lord began to move on him at times in the camp of Dan. That's the way it closes out. But listen how the 14th chapter starts out. Starts out with him in the desert. And Samson went down to Timoth. And Samson went down. Down. I wish I could get my darling, precious, loving friends to realize they're going down. They're going down. You see, Samson wasn't weak when he went down the Timoth. But brother, that started the way toward weakness. It started toward that would be failure. After a while, Samson, don't turn around. Please stop where you are. Turn around and come back, come back, come back, come back. He went down and talked with a woman, and she pleased him. Well, oh yes. But then the next verse said his father went down. His father went down. Son, I know that it's wrong, but I'll go down for you. Read about him from here on out and see about his father. Here's been a godly man. Here's been a man that God has honored to give such a judge and such a ruler for. But like Eli, he bows to the wishes of his sons. Oh, and he goes down. Hear me tonight. Hear, oh, listen. There was a certain man who dwelled at Jerusalem. But you know what happened? He went down toward Jericho. Oh, he had substance, but it cost him everything to go down. I'm telling you, it'll cost you. Listen, he went down, the Bible said about Samson, to Zorek, a choice vine. This was his choice that he had. This was his choice that he had. And down there he met Delilah. Who knows the story? You do. You do, you do, you do. Oh, listen! He gathered all to have a party he had, but at the cost of going down to live here, the cost, he lost it all. Oh, he began to want. He describes his friends, both men and women, as no man gave to him. Money's out now. You're broke now. I'm going to tell you what. Now, could I say this sweetly when I'm fixing to say what I'm fixing to say? And I want this to sound right. Thank God for every member I have at Allentown. Every one of them is precious. I have a precious little old widow woman there that a lot of you probably would never pay much attention to. Her name is Sister Mary Howell. Sister Mary Howell is one of the sweetest, greatest praying women. I know Sister Harris is, oh yes. Sister Harris is a little bolder and aggressive and not in the sense of trying to be bossy or nothing, but she just is a little more outward, you know. Sister Mary is a little humble woman. And you never hear nothing out of her. But I can tell you one thing. I wouldn't mind having 10,000 like her to pastor tonight. But what bugs me, brethren, is how some of our preachers will come, and if you got so much, you so, they'll hang on to you. But if you ain't riding so high, then they don't hardly know nothing about you. Amen. If you don't know me when I got my overalls on, Stanford, don't know me when I got my suit on. Amen. If you can't be my friend when I got on old dirty clothes, then just don't bother me when I come to camp meeting and I've got me some perfume on. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. If you don't know me when I'm driving that old truck that y'all all make fun of, then don't know me when I'm in my Lincoln. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, brother, they knew him when he had something to give them, when he had something to feed them and something to help them all. He was a ladies' man. I read it to you. He was a ladies' man. Yes, sir. Oh, I'll tell you how we sure like him. I mean, he's all right, yeah? Well, how come he ain't all right when he's broke and he's got nothing to give and he's in want? Where are you at now, huh? Praise God. If you don't know me when I'm down, forget me when I'm up. Because there'll be a plenty of others that'll know me then. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, 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 listen. Because of this, for by the means of a whorish woman, a man is brought to a piece of bread, and the adulteress will hunt for the precious life. Brother, our low-cost living is costing us a high price. Oh, the high price of living low. Great Lord. Low living strips a man of his honor, strips a man of his joy, strips a man of his influence, strips a man even of his labors and of his goods, and leave him in want, leave him in sorrow, leave him in trouble, and even sometimes cause him to commit suicide. Oh God. Oh God. Oh Lord. I'm pulling the knife. I'm pulling the knife. I'm pulling the knife. Oh. 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 I don't want to lose another one of my friends to the world. I don't want to lose some more that's been my buddies. One that just went out for a while. Oh, but the cost that it cost him to go. It cost him his family. It cost him his influence. It cost him everything that I read just to try to make a few more bucks, try to get a little ahead, and wound up losing it all, except the Lord.